It's the Madman DVD review with Maria Walls.
I say Dr. Maria Walls because you've earned that title, Doctor. So, hi, Dr. Maria Walls. How are you? Nice to meet you. My name's Mike.
Hello, Mike. How are you? You do know it's in fine arts, don't you? It's not really, you know, like a proper doctorate.
Well, you keep telling yourself that.
Yeah, well, obviously.
It's not if you've got that attitude.
If you have any rashes, just let me know.
So it's a Madman DVD review with you. And what DVD were you reviewing?
Well, this morning we're looking at Casablanca's The Man Who Loved Women. But there are two other films called The Man Who Loved Women, one of them from 1977, which is a François Truffaut film.
Can't even imagine what that would be about in 1977.
Yeah, probably not terribly much. But it was remade in 1983 by Blake Edwards, and it starred Julie Andrews and Burt Reynolds and Kim Basinger. Neither of those are the films that we're reviewing.
Okay,
instead,
just to be clear.
We're looking at John Casablancas, who started Elite Model Management, which, of course, is one of the world's leading model agencies. In fact, it kind of created the idea of supermodels as such.
And also the very famous Casablancas Records as well.
Yeah, well, that's something I was going to talk about very soon, because, of course, John Casablancas' son is Julian Casablanca from The Strokes.
I've been reading Kiss sort of biography about the first years of Kiss when they got together. It's a fantastic book. I can't remember the name of it though, but I'll find out and let you know tomorrow.
It's my favourite band when I was a kid.
Really? Well, you should read this book. It was a gift and it came from Real Groovy, and it's called The First 5 Years of Kiss. It's all about the very first. Through the very beginning, and it's amazing. And there's some interesting tales about old John Casablancas in there. He liked to party.
He did. In fact, his whole life was kind of international playboy, but the real McCoy. He was a Catalan from Spain who was brought up in New York, but then went to live in France. And in Paris in 1972, he started Elite Model Management. He was from a very wealthy family, and he was particularly good-looking and well-connected and incredibly, charmed on the sexual front. He was kind of like a womanizer.
You say charmed.
He managed to... Cheeky, sassy... Yeah, connect with a large number of rather hot women throughout
a rooter, is what you're saying.
He was a rooter. And this film was narrated by him in 2013 before he died.
Wow.
And he's kind of ridiculously charming with it. I mean, there are all kinds of analyses that should happen that don't happen in the film, but you kind of don't care because he's a really compelling character. He kick-started, of course, you know, the careers of people like Cindy Crawford, Naomi Campbell, Linda Evangelista, Stephanie Seymour, and the film is full of commentary and celebrity.
Held in quite high regard for a party guy, because most party guys are quite polarising, aren't they?
They are quite polarising. I guess, yeah, maybe it's just because of how he was just particularly, he had an X factor about him that I think that kind of pushes through the celluloid in this case, and it endears that.
Do you reckon that X factor might have been something along the lines of, you know, I used to be a Catalan who moved to New York and then to France and own a modeling agency. That's quite a good X factor there straight
that
away.
Is quite a good X factor,
before you even start your record company, you know.
Absolutely, he's got all the cred and all the weird mixed up accent, which adds to the whole thing.
Can I ask you this, Maria?
Was that?
Can I ask you this? Did you find yourself at moments during the movie going, he's quite nice?
Well, some of the models were quite nice, but you know.
No, were you quite endeared to him because of just with him doing the voiceover? Basically, what I'm asking is, did you fall in love with him?
Well, you know, he's got a really charming, charismatic.
So the answer's yes. The answer's yes to that, is it?
I don't know.
A little bit,
you know,
maybe.
Kind of maybe. Maybe he's someone who, you know, some of us want to be a little bit like, but that's aspirational, isn't it?
No, you just turned that around on me then, didn't you?
Okay, not necessarily. Could have turned around on myself. Anyway, yeah, this is a pretty fabulous film. It was actually directed by Hubert Waroniki, who is more of a photo producer for models in general. He worked for Marie Claire. He worked actually for Elite Model Management, and because of that, he's got a really inside view and perhaps rather a remarkable bias towards the character of John Casablancas.
Right.
Yeah. There was an interesting thing about John Casablancas is that he, you know, unlike all of his Playboy contemporaries, he didn't really like cocaine. So he was fairly... He was fairly kind of present a lot of the time compared to a lot of his contemporaries. He wasn't messed up continually, and because of that, I think he kind of
hung around a bit of it though.
Yeah,
but he obviously saw that it was a bit of a hindrance in getting things done, and
exploits.
And in some cases too, from in this Kiss book. Anyway, he it sounds to me like he may have sort of led other people down that path to watch them fall. I'm just saying.
Wow. I've
got to
read this book.
Okie dokie. Right. Hey, thank you very, very much indeed. That's out now, is it?
It is out now.
Beautiful.
And I assume that there's probably a copy to give away at BFM too.
So. Let me just take a look. Do we have a copy of that to give away? Sarah, let me just pass over the thing. You can talk if you want. There we go.
Oh, thanks, mate. We've got a copy of Patterson to give away on DVD.
Yeah, that's because we reviewed it last week. Mm. I actually saved this one up for Mikey, so...
Did ya? Because you thought of the man who loved women, huh?
Yeah, I thought you'd rather talk about this than Jim Jarmusch.
I don't mind Jim Jarmusch, but I sure do like this, the idea of this movie. This sounds really cool. So do we have one of these giveaway? We do.
We do?
We do.
Do we, Maria?
We do, I think.
We do! Hurrah!
Yes!
Hurrah! Right, excellent stuff. Hey, all right, Maria, we'll see you again this time next week.
Sounds wonderful.
Lovely to meet morning. You, and it sounds like a good movie. Right on.
Indeed.
Thank
Enjoy
you.
It.
Bye-bye.
That was the Mad Men DVD review.